Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello and welcome everybody. Welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the cold, today anyhow, and join us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we call, happily, creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once more. We go by different titles. We call ourselves different names or labels. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querens, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and, well, that list, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our very own individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness of all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call creation, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and James Luce today, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights and realities. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you would like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Excuse me. Jeannie's in the chat room, and she can answer any questions you may have. I don't multitask well, so she's the one you should IM. Ken Quiet Hawk, that amazing voice, can be found at nativestorytellers.com. I'm at BarbaraDeLong.com, and our special guest tonight, James Luce, can be found at james.luce, that's L-U-S-E, at gmail.com. It's one of those days, folks. It's crazy here, happily. I like crazy, to be honest with you. Having anything normal is a bit boring after a while. We're all getting ready on the East Coast here for a storm. Jeannie is just about being hit by it. She's down in Virginia, and to be honest, I want to say they panic early, but I understand they're not really prepared for snow and ice and all of that. So they are battening down the hatches and kind of bracing for winter the way those of us in the East Coast usually have it, and we chuckle a bit. I saw on the news the other night, I think it was Atlanta, or Charlotte, they were talking about how horrible the roads were, and when they showed the roads, all I could think of was, my goodness, that's just a dusting here in New England. But I have to admit, I have about 3 feet on my deck, and we're expecting another 8 to 12. So today I was out there up to my knees in snow, making sure all the bird feeders were full, because another 8 to 12 inches and they're going to have to fend for themselves. I won't be able to get to the feeders. So it's been so far a winter that has definitely lived up to its name. We've had storms. We've had all sorts of outages. I know across the South they're having horrific, horrific outages of power. And if something really severe hits here, we probably will be too, but we're kind of used to it. And, of course, those of you who are up in the Canada area and the Michigan and Minnesota area are scoffing even as I speak at what I'm talking about. 8 to 12 inches is nothing for you guys. A regular storm can drop up to 3 to 4 feet. So it's all relative. It's all a matter of perspective. It's all a matter of where you're coming from, just how bad any storm does look. One thing I am, you know, a little annoyed at is that they have started to name these snowstorms. I understand hurricanes. Hurricanes don't come that often. So, or typhoons and cyclones. I mean, if you want to name those storms, that's okay. But snowstorms are part of a seasonal thing. They aren't unusual. You expect snow to fall. So to name a snowstorm to me is a bit ridiculous, but I know the Weather Channel has to do something with all of those people that it employs. So I guess they have to make a big deal about this kind of stuff so that they can keep all these people out in the field standing alongside highways telling you how bad it is when all you have to do is look and you can tell it's bad. I know down south the bumper-to-bumper traffic is just unbelievable, and people are worried about getting home, and I do. I feel for all of them. I know what it's like to be out on the road. I was out on the road on Sunday night when it snowed. So it iced, actually, more than snow here. It took me 2 or 3 hours to get home, where in the normal span of whatever, it's only maybe 45 minutes after a psychic fair. So we were white-knuckling it all the way home here. And in Orange County, there, you know, poor Orange County, Boo Boo 714 is saying it's 80 degrees and clear, but they need rain. It's only rained 2 hours this winter for them. They do need the water. And frankly, the kind of water we're getting here on the East Coast is profound. But I have to admit, when it gets this deep, when I have this much snow piled in the yard, it means my garden is going to be magnificent. So in another couple of months, I probably am going to be complaining about, you know, the weeds and everything is growing too fast and stuff like that. But I guess that's part of the human element. We don't sit back and bask in everything and say, oh, this is perfect. I just can't believe it's so magnificent. We find something to complain about. My special guest today, though he is not here, has called and said that he was going to be caught in traffic and so not to worry. And I told him to take it easy and go slow, because I would hate to have him rushing, because, you know, I want him safe. He's a very good friend of mine. His name is James Luce, and he is an amazing man. He is one of those few people that is able to work in this field and keep his feet on the ground. He is a Shakespearean actor, and he is profound. And if you Google him on YouTube, you'll find him in many places. He's profoundly, profoundly talented, and I'm so glad that he is able to kind of fit me into his schedule from time to time, because he is accurate and he is amazingly attuned to the different energies that are out there. And he brings a sophistication to the readings that he does that is above and beyond the call of duty. He not only will give you a past life, but he will tell you about the costumes and the clothing that people are wearing. He is just amazing. And so I am I am stalling. Those of you that are thinking, why doesn't she get to the readings? Because I'm stalling. I want to talk a little bit about the fact that on my website I have written predictions that kind of go along with this point in time. And for those of you that haven't checked out my website, it's barbaradelong.com, and on it you'll find cosmic forecasts. And for the month of February, if I can find it, isn't that funny? I have trouble getting around my own website. Ah, geez. Sometimes you just can't win. I seem to be able to find everything but my website. I know it's up there because it was there a short while ago. I did see it. I worked on putting together forecasts for the year so that people could kind of go on and look at it and see what was coming for them as far as the and it's a month by month, so that it has material for all the months. And if we look at February, I did find my website, by the way. It says the energies this month flow in the spiritual and intuitive channels. There is much energy around the third eye, and many will feel a sense of vertigo or frequent headaches. The cause? A shifting of the awareness, a clearing of the vision, not the sight, and an awakening of the consciousness to the greater levels that are available to us from deep within. A stirring of memories long carried from times when insight, precognition, and prophecy were common among the masses. Those memories lead us to unused portions of our consciousness and the remembrances of talents, gifts, and skills, once masters that now remain dormant within us. Each on their own level, in their own time frame, will begin to awaken and use these talents to bring greater clarity and wisdom to our realities. For some, it will mean the hunches become more accurate. For others, the insight becomes more focused, and they will see the directions that now call more loudly to them than ever before. And to still others, the flow of information and insight will be amazing. They will see the true intentions of all around them, the strings that are attached to gifts and the intent behind kindnesses. While all are true gifts of spirit, they are as well a double-edged sword. The true friends will stand out from the masses, but some you thought were friends have agendas you had not seen before. Sometimes knowing the full truth makes life a little bit harder to deal with, but the truth also allows you to make better choices on all levels. As this new insight blends with your energy and synchronizes with your consciousness, reality opens to you a greater beauty than ever before. The environment and aspects of nature take on a new vibrancy that you had not picked up before. The energy that radiates from all living things shimmers before you, and there is new beauty in the world that you had never seen before. This is the most wondrous gift of spirit, and those who use it for healing and kindness will feel its strength and power and find that their lives are made richer on all levels. It will not bring wealth on a physical level, nor can it be used for personal profit, but the sharing of it enriches and enhances you beyond measure. The more you use it, the greater the energy you draw to yourself, and the more intense it all becomes. The more you give it away, the greater the abundance within you have to share. There is a new flow of energy within the home, and there is added excitement, almost an anticipation of newness and expansion. Home is the source of, and what is generated from the home will find great reception wherever it is sent. This is indeed a month to expand from the home. This does not mean add a wing or another floor to the present dwelling. It means any project started from within the home will find great acceptance wherever it is sent. The creativity should be in the home and then sent out to your intended sources. The element of home connected to creative projects is the key for this month. So get to work on planning and vision boards, for the universe is very accepting of those kinds of projects and will greatly amplify their impact on all that receive them and help in the manifestation of all projects that are put into play this month, more so than before. Law of karma flows throughout this month, and all will feel the loose ends being tied up in some very unusual ways. Often you will find that there is overreaction in places where it is not expected. Frequently you will find yourself overreacting to situations that don't warrant it. These small outbursts are often karmic energy tying up loose ends from lifetimes past. Most of them will be small flare-ups and are over as soon as they happen. There is a huge balancing going on within our universe, and not only within nature but within us as well. It is as if we were being made ready for a huge shift of energy, and all loose ends need to be tied up before it can be made. The feeling is that this is one of the first shifts of karmic tie-ups, and over the next year or so, there will be several more. Often these flare-ups will be with perfect strangers, so don't be surprised when this happens. Remember, we incarnate with a huge soul family, and strangers this life may have been family in lifetimes past, leaving those loose ends that needed to be tied up. Be kind to yourself and others when this happens. Don't get carried away with it, or you could well create more loose ends that will have to be tied up at a later time. There is major healing energy surrounding us this month. We are all letting go of the clutter we have gathered over time, some of it emotional, some of it physical, some of it just plain junk. We spend time decluttering ourselves and freeing our energy fields so that there is a new vibrancy that radiates from us. We let go of what is no longer needed, what no longer nurtures our journeys, and what we no longer require to validate ourselves. By the end of the month, we have greater strength and flexibility. We no longer carry the burdens that have weighed us down, and there is lightness to our steps. There is a feeling of freedom, which means we can gather more treasures, be a bit more selective and discerning this time. That was four. That was for the month of February. And as we move into March and April and stuff like that, I will certainly be reading those out as well. It's really important that we take time to be more spiritual, to understand to a greater degree what's going on. I wanted to talk for just a second also about the term light worker. It's become one of those hackneyed words, like psychic or channel or medium. It's becoming used so much that it hasn't got the meaning that I think at one time it did have. Everybody around in the metaphysical genre, just about everybody, not everybody, but most people, call themselves light workers. And I want to, for a minute, have everybody do a little bit of thinking. Just what does that mean? I mean, does it mean that you're spiritually oriented and that makes you a light worker? Does it mean that you carry a torch in the trunk of your car? Does it mean, what does it mean to you to be a light worker? It seems to me that for many, it is just a label they've put on themselves, and they don't really have any understanding of what a light worker truly and really is. And so at some point in time, in a reading I did, I think quite a while ago, there was a poem that came through that defined what, you know, light workers. And so this is kind of, it was written to a light worker. See if it applies to you. To those who seek within the darkness, searching for that spark of light, turn your gaze to deep within you and find the treasures brought through time. Yours is not an easy pathway, yet you chose it long ago, long before there was an earth plane, long before the sands of time began to fall. Seasons of your soul evolve you, bring you closer to the light, as a moth to flame you flutter, reaching for what's yours by right. As by light you are enfolded, journey's end is not in sight. Another pathway opens to you, and once again, your beacon's light. As long ago you once gathered those who wandered with no sight, once more you shine the light of welcome to enlighten others to your flight. Words will fall on empty ears, but actions fly with ease and truth. 'Tis not the tongue that brings the wisdom, rather the pathway, silently walked in joy and light. Celebration, light and laughter, teach the joy of evolution and creation, shed the radiance of the inner light. To me, that's a light worker. To me, it's not people who are out there going to classes, talking big, posturing about the wisdom they have gathered, announcing to everybody who and what they are. It is those who are walking the philosophy, the light, those who are walking the talk, so to speak, that to me are the real light workers. The light workers are the ones that are being the examples. Not, you know, am I a light worker? I would hope so. I don't know how to define who or what I am to a great degree. A lot of my bio tells you what I am, but not who I am. So what I'm saying is, those of you who call yourself light workers, and, you know, I'm not a judge. I can't tell if somebody is or isn't. But I can tell you what I believe a light worker is. And to me, a light worker is one who understands the philosophy of unconditional love and exhibits it through their actions, not their words. It's someone who is unconditional in how they treat other people. It is an amazing kind of energy that radiates from people, that identifies them. It's an energy. It is not a label. So whether or not you call yourself a light worker, if you are walking the golden rule and exhibiting unconditional love in everything you do and say, then you're a light worker, but you don't need the label. I think we've gotten so caught up in labeling ourselves as a medium, a channel, a psychic. I guess if I had to say what I was, I'd say I'm human. And the rest of it, you check out my actions. You check out what I say. You check out how I live my life. And that'll tell you who I am, not a comasvitis that would choke a horse. And that just proves that I took a lot of classes, I did a lot of stuff. But my life and how I live it and how I treat my fellow man are more of an indication of who I am than anything else. I know I often do Curious Times with Chris, and she has a lovely intro that she reads about me. And I just listened to what Ken Quiet Hawk said about me, and I thought, oh, my God, that sounds so pompous. I have to change it. If you want to know what my credentials are, they're on my bio. Go read it. But how I behave, how I act, what I do, and how I relate to my fellow man, that tells you really who I am. So when you throw that term around, when you say I'm a light worker or I'm a watcher or I'm a warden or I am an indigo or I'm a philosopher or I'm a quester or a querent or an indigo or whatever, you're labeling yourself, and in many ways you are limiting the potential for your human spirit to shine. So it's kind of important to make sure So it makes, you know, it's sort of like, don't label yourself. Just allow yourself to flow. Just allow yourself to be more intensive about how you live your life, and don't worry about the label that anybody puts on it, because that's just a word. It is how you manifest yourself within your reality, and that's what radiates and tells everybody who you are, what you are. I'd rather have people make their own decision, not judge, but make their own choice and decision about who is or is not serving their purpose to an appropriate level, and that is judgment. So, you know, if the focus of your life is a spiritual journey, then swell. That's really super. Do it good. Do it well. And have fun with it. That's the other part. Laughter and joy are a part of evolution, and if you don't open yourself to that, well then you've missed half the trip and half the journey. I'm going to start taking people. I do apologize. James is caught in traffic, and I'm sure he will be along shortly, but the line's getting longer and longer. So we've got Melvin in Georgia. Hi, Melvin. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure. Is it snowing there?
No, actually, because I was letting her know, I think it's Janet, I was letting her know that I'm like 3 hours from Atlanta.
Ah.
But it's raining really bad here, though.
Yeah,
we're getting some rain, but not snow. It's cold, but it's not snowing.
Well, I'm sure that you would rather it be warmer, but since that's not the case, how can I help you today?
yes, ma'am. I just wanted to see what you can tell me coming up for me, you know, with my finances. And I'm supposed to be receiving some money, and I just want to know when I get it. And also, you know, like I talked to you before about me, the hospital was closed and still looking for a job. And when would that, you know, come to, you know, when would I get a job? Because this unemployment, I believe, is going to expire in April. So
Before April, you're going to have a job. These cards are very, very, they are saying that by the middle to end of March, you will have a job. That's not a problem. As far as money coming in that is owed you, it does feel as though that may take a little longer. It looks like that is possibly even into July. But you will get the money. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And it does feel as though there is a sense here of understanding that you're here this lifetime and you're on a journey. I know that there is a physical reality that you live in, but your spirit is on a journey and it needs certain experiences in order to gather what it needs. And that means it puts us through difficulties and challenges sometimes, but never more than we can deal with or cope with. So my feeling here is that they're going to extend unemployment, but I don't think you'll need it.
Okay, because, you know, actually, you know, the money's supposed to come from our job. You know, we're supposed to receive two separate checks, one of them's supposed to be on the 15th of this month, which is Friday, I meant Saturday, and the other one's supposed to be in April, when the hospital closed. They're going to give all employees that apply for their money. So
okay, again.
I
got you, but I'm still seeing, I am seeing more money coming into you in the July time frame, and it does feel like the other checks may be held up slightly. So, if they are, don't worry about it, because it is money that is owed you and it is money that will come to you. I'm not seeing money being your problem. I'm seeing you being challenged as far as finding a job that you are comfortable with and content with. And it does feel like you will have a job, you will find a job. It won't be perfect, but it will be better than not having a job. So that's a good point. And then it feels as though there is that element of within a year you'll find yourself moving up within whatever organization you're a part of, and a year from now you may well choose to move on to something that is even more challenging. But it is going to take you, you know, a while to get there, because the job market is just, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Do you know what type of job will this be sometime next month?
What type of work were you doing?
I was a nurse care provider. I assist the nurses and assist the doctors as well. It was a mental hospital in
mm-hmm.
Georgia. And that's what I was a technician, a health aid, yes, ma'am. But I also coach football, too, so.
No, I think that you will be in the same genre. You'll be in a health care position of some sort, but I can't tell exactly what it is.
Uh-huh.
So I think your expertise, your skills and everything, your skill set will absolutely play a big part in what you're doing. It feels as though there is a sense here of home health care or helping people out who have been discharged from the hospital, but from a hospital. But it does appear that you are definitely going to have a job, and so that's the big part of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am.
So you just go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about also a friend that actually was staying with me last year, and I'm just curious because I haven't heard from her in about a year or so. And do you see her contacting me or, running into each other again?
I don't see that happening within the next year.
Uh-huh.
But probably after that, you will.
Okay? Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye. All right. So James knows how to make an entrance. Hi, James.
I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm here. I'm really sorry. I got here at just before 4, and my computer was dead. I tried to try on different. I had to just kill the computer and absolutely reset the whole thing, and then I was able to log on to Blog Talk Radio. So I apologize for my lateness.
Well, that's okay. I exposed everybody to my predictions and my philosophy on what a light worker is, so I got a chance to really get on my soapbox and let it rip. And I had a great time.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Then it was meant to happen. It was meant to be.
I guess so. I don't know if they were trading recipes or comparing weather reports, but it was cool to be able to talk. I talked a little bit about the fact that light workers, it's not a label, it's a way you live your life. And so long as you're living your life, then you are doing the work of the light. And it doesn't matter what you call yourself.
That's really true, because it's about a vibration inside one that quests for the highest frequency and the highest sensibilities of emotion and vibration and perception. So you're absolutely right.
So are you okay to do some readings? Are you
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Rejuvenated?
Yes.
The roads were bad, huh?
Yeah, but on my computer, I got here about 15, 20 minutes ago. I could not get the computer to warm up, to log on. I couldn't get it to do anything. I had to shut it off again, so I lost 20 minutes, And I apologize.
Yeah. Well, everything always happens the way it's supposed to.
And this is a Mercury retrograde, so if I rush through things, I find in this retrograde, they can blow up in my face or just break off in my hand.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Yeah, I've been there, done that. So,
yes.
Okay, we have a few callers here. So we've got Todd in Connecticut. Hi, Todd. How's it going today?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What's up?
I was wondering if you guys could give me any thoughts in terms of my career.
Oh, are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Before you even tell us what you do, It feels to me as though there are shifts going on there. It feels to me as though you need to stretch yourself and move into new venues. I'm not seeing your job being in peril, but I am seeing you in need of adding tools to your tool belt and sort of gaining some other expertises that will enhance your performance in what you do. I don't know how long you, don't tell me yet, but I don't know how long you've been there, but it does feel to me as though you're making ready to go into a new venue. James, what are you getting?
There's some kind of activity that's engaging you. You're a very... when you are engaged in the job and the work you're supposed to be doing, there's a lot of physical activity. It's not necessarily being a construction worker. It's not heavy physical activity, but it's more similar to conducting and teaching and organizing and working with people, organizing, conducting, teaching. And that's a real gift you have, and any occupations that are going to lead you into helping people, organizing people, conducting people, teaching people are going to be beneficial for you. You're grounded. Your job is your job's okay. Get more what Spirit wants to say and Guides and Masters want to say is ask for more in each job. In other words, let people know what you're doing in a sweet, kind way. Let people know what you're doing. And then also pat yourself on the back more and communicate that you have accomplished whatever units you've accomplished, whatever reports you've accomplished, whatever paperwork, whatever you've accomplished. Let people know, because there needs to be more recognition for you. I think it's probably financial, and it will come eventually as you let people know more about what you're doing. But you have great intuition and feeling when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And what I'm getting is that you're in the creative, teaching, conducting, helping. You have a brilliant mind, too. You're great with numbers. You're great with time signatures, numbers, specificity, charts, details. You're very good. So in terms of your career, as long as you're in some kind of healing communication profession and your heart is open, Spirit is going to take care of you.
Okay, now we have to know what you do. Todd? Todd, are you there?
Oh, no, I didn't drive him away, huh?
I guess you did.
Oh, no.
I think, well, that's okay. He's still, you know, his mic is still open. He hasn't hung up. Maybe he fainted. any idea? I was just curious. I kind of go along with you. I feel that he is creative, too, and that there is a strength here that is really
yes.
most profound, and the intelligence
yes.
is absolutely
yes.
amazing. So,
yes.
So it's really an amazing potential that he's got here. Of course, just because you have the potential doesn't mean that you exhibit it. But I do feel that he has the strength of character to actually really do some amazing things here.
Absolutely, and go through several levels of a career or different jobs in the next 10 years with grace and ease and accomplishment and finding different types of successes. So,
yeah, I just it's too bad you and I will have to hang out. And, of course, we're psychics. We should be able to figure out what he did. But that said, he's not going to clue us in on it. So I guess we have to just kind of assume that we have hit him appropriately and he's going on to apply for a better job. So we've got Michelle in Florida. Hi, Michelle. How's it going today?
Hey, Barbara. It's going good. It's nice to talk with you and James today. Thank you.
Oh, our pleasure. How can we help?
I'm actually open really to any information that you have. Today, I don't really think I have a specific question, so I just want to know, what do I need to know?
Oh, cool. Great question. James, you want to go first?
What I'm getting from guides and masters and angels and saints and prophets for you is that you have a bubbly curiosity, and you have a very enthusiastic manner about asking questions, about opening people up, about confessing yourself to people, about a curiosity about other people, how they live, about civilizations, history, local history, and your bubbliness, your enthusiasm, your resilience that is always happy, what spirit tells me in your heart and in your mind, is going to be your salvation. It's going to be your grace. It's going to be your protection. And it's going to keep you away from manipulative people, whether in your work, whether in your social life, whether in your friendships. It will always attract silly, happy, playful people to you, which are the best kind, because they are humorous and they are fun-loving and they are loving. This is going to be a year for you of going through several thresholds, new doorways of new accomplishments, of discoveries, because of your curious nature. And just say yes, be curious, ask questions, move on to the next one. I see right now you're going to be going through two new doorways, two new thresholds. I don't know if they're at work or they're with projects or they're with people. I think the first one happens late spring or summer, and the other one happens in the fall, and they're all fun. It's all good and it's all fun.
Oh, definitely. And what I'm seeing here is that you've set yourself free. And it's really spectacular. You've set yourself free to be able to accept the abundance that the universe is sending your way, so that there is a greater sense of and spirit of laughter and joy and exuberance and just a celebration of. It's almost like you're out of prison. It's almost like you are unshackled. I keep getting these visions of being set free, of coming to a time where you can really spread your wings and just test the potential of the magic that you have inside of you. Don't go jumping off any big buildings or anything, but it does feel that there is a wonderful intuitive nature. There's a sense of a kindness in you that is really profound and that comes through time, and a sense of empathy and compassion that opens you up to great potential in being able to express yourself in a multitude of different ways, so that there is absolutely a sense here that you have the ability and the talent and the skills to leave a legacy in writing of some sort, and I would encourage you to journal or to start to express yourself in writing. Do you write now?
A little bit, not much.
That's going to expand, and so your talents, your skills, your abilities. This is a year in which you're going to shine, absolutely shine.
I guess, thank you for that information. I guess also, I think I feel this change coming, but I'm a little nervous about it. Is there anything you
don't
can tell
be,
me? To...
Don't be. Your message, guides want you to go through the change with your natural curiosity, your upbeat nature, your enthusiastic energy, your curiosity, your sense of humor, your bubbliness, and you will be taken care of. It's going to happen in a good way for you. The thing is, if you worry about things instead of having the faith and the curiosity and the openness of heart, you will attract to you a few negative barriers, but you'll be able to get through them. If you don't worry and just be present into, oh, this is interesting, this is different, it has nothing to do with me, thank you, guides, thank you, masters, thank you, God, this is fascinating, you'll be fine.
Okay, yeah, because that's been kind of bothering me. Thank you for that.
Have faith. Have faith. You're going to be fine. It's supposed to happen. And you are orchestrating this and making this happen out of your ancient soul and your subconscious. Everything Barbara said is so true.
And the cool thing is, so long as you're being asked to do things and not volunteering, you're fine. My philosophy, what I've lived by, and it serves well, and it applies to everybody. So long as you are answering the call of the universe, it's never a wrong number. If you're trying to manipulate the universe into a direction that you think you should be going, then probably you're making a small mistake or a large. I've made big mistakes doing that. So it's you know, you do have a calling, I guess, is what I want to validate for you. You have a calling. And when you're asked to do something, even though it makes you a little bit nervous and it's not against the law, you should give it a shot.
Okay. I'll be open to things. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot to both of you. Bye.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. You know, that's a cool time to be a part of, to be at that time where things begin to evolve and begin to manifest. And you know, you sit back and you say, oh, my God, I'm pretty sure I'm not ready for that. And you have to realize that the invitation would not have come if you were not ready.
It's really true. It's really true. And it's more about intuition and energy and one's buried talents and abilities if the universe puts a door in front of you or an opportunity in front of you. Because so many times if we stay in our heads and we think, it's like, I'll put that off. I'm not ready yet. And you'll shut the door.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had that happen. I mean, I asked you to do a spirit circle with me and you kind of looked at me and said, I don't know. And I said, oh, sure, you can do this. And you did it beautifully.
And God bless you and thank you. And I jumped in and now I do them with you. But at first it was like, okay, if universe thinks I can do this, I can do this. And it's about trusting what you know, trusting what you feel, and not thinking so much or being self-critical, because earth energy makes us self-critical. So many earth energies do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that there is to have a good dose of humility is not a bad thing, and also a fear of making a fool of yourself. But you know, it's sort of like when you're asked to do something that's not out of the ordinary. I didn't ask you to do bungee jumping, so you know it's sort of like if it's something that you have in your capability range, I heard it in my head, ask James to help, and I did. And, you know, as soon as I was told to ask, then I knew that you were fully equipped to do this and that you wouldn't, you know, you can't fall on your face when you've got another medium there anyhow.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've always wanted to be able to do it. It was it's what we were just telling Michelle. When the timing came, it was like, oh, I guess universe thinks I'm ready to do this, even though I didn't think this was the time, but if it's right in front of me, because too many times on Earth, because of self-criticism and because of victimization and negative self-image taking in Earth energy, you think, I'm not ready, this is not the time, and it's like, no. If this comes from the universe in your face, say yes and walk forward and trust that you're protected and trust that guides and masters are with you. And it will always work out. And you're not going to get hurt. And it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, and, you know, if you are lighthearted about all of this, it can't go wrong, because, you know, most people, when they're in an audience and people are sincerely trying to perform a service, they are so compassionate and they are so wanting you to succeed that you just can't fail.
Oh, sure.
You really
sure.
Can't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, I can't think of anything that, even though I didn't think I was ready, I can't think of anything that I have been, you know, sort of ushered into against my will. that was a failure. I can think of plenty of things that I thought I was ready for and I wasn't, and I managed to, you know, fall on my face. But when the universe, you know, has arranged it, when it hasn't been my own manipulation, always, always, always it works out well.
Absolutely, because it comes at you when you least expect it. When you don't know it, you don't expect it. You've been thinking about it. You had no idea it was going to happen now, and it's like that's the universe saying, jump in. It's happened to me several times. I remember talking with you when roles are offered to me from major theaters, and it's like, oh, my God, I didn't audition for this. I can do this role. What's it happening to me now? And the guides and masters will say, you've been attracting this. All of a sudden, it's physically now materialized. You made this materialize. Are you going to say no, you know, to this? That you dreamed about
too.
And thought about and visualized, and now here it is. So, yeah, it's really about listening to angels, guides, and masters and what's going on in our hearts
and
self-sabotaging.
Just so anybody listening doesn't misunderstand, sometimes when we get a message from the universe and you know, we say, uh-oh, sometimes, yes, there are voices that say, don't be ridiculous, go for it. But sometimes it's just a feeling. Sometimes it's a vision, an image that says, go for it. You know, we aren't always in direct verbal I am not always in direct verbal contact with spirits on the other side. There's a plethora of different modalities they use to give me the information that they give me. So it's like, you know, I will sometimes back up from something and then feel myself being pushed forward. So sometimes it's a hunch, sometimes it's a feeling, sometimes it's words, sometimes it's a vision of something. So do understand that your spirits and your spirit guides and your masters and your teachers use all sorts of ways. Sometimes you can be driving down the highway and there will be a billboard that is the absolute answer to what you've been thinking. So don't always, you know, if your guides and teachers and masters are not the verbal kind, they have other ways of communicating with you. It doesn't always have to be a voice booming thunderously from above.
Absolutely.
Unless, of course, that's how they communicate with you.
Right.
But there are lots of different ways they communicate. We've got Donna in California. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hi.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, James. I wanted to know.
Hi.
If you saw travel and romance ahead of me, or what do you see coming up for me?
Well, I see a lot of healing. There's a lot of healing going on here, of tying up loose ends and letting go of the past, of cleaning your slate, so to speak, and a new balance coming in so that it feels as though you really are cleaning things up in a really cool, unusual way. So as far as romance goes, I would say that certainly you are getting ready to be open and welcoming and embracing of romance coming into your life on a lot of new levels, but you're very cautious. I see here that it in the past you have not been terribly discerning and things haven't worked out as well as you would have liked. So it does feel as though there is that sense of caution. And it's not the universe saying be cautious, it's you saying I'm going to be cautious because I've not chosen as wisely nor involved myself as wisely as I should have. But I do feel that a relationship is coming. James, what are you getting?
That was so right on. Thank you.
You've got a real sweetness and effusive manner about you in your heart and in your solar plexus, in your self-image. You're a very sweet, effusive, gregarious, conversational, flowing being, and that's your true essence. And if you trust this and send it out, you will find that what I'm getting from masters and guides is that you're going to be with some potential partners in the next month. They're not the real thing, but you are social and you are gregarious and you are sweet and you are giving, and they will be friends. They will be friends, they will be acquaintances, and what Spirit is saying is have a good time. They're not serious romances. By the end of the summer, someone more serious comes along. You have been hurt in the past, and some faith mm-hmm. has been taken away. You have to realize you're a greater force of love and generosity than the people who used you, or that the people who did cut you down and use you. But that's going to be gone, and your true openness and sweetness and gregariousness and bounciness is going to come forth this spring and this summer with new people.
Oh, good. Yeah, that is true. I mean, my past, I have had a difficult past. I wasn't that discerning of people. And I have been going through a lot of healing, I'd say, you know, last 4 years. And I'm at a really good place right now of loving myself. And I am, what you say is true, too, because I'm a very generous person. And
you really are. You're beautiful. And don't change that. Just be more discerning. But keep in mind, these next few people you're going to meet, enjoy them and have a good time. They are not the be-all and the end-all. So, in other words, you know, open your third eye and just be more discerning, because this is a lesson you're in the middle of, and it's a wonderful one.
Just
one parting shot on my part. Perhaps it would be really smart of you to remember to invest yourself emotionally in direct proportion to what is coming at you.
Yes, definitely. Yes, and the way I'll do that is by taking my time and living my truth moment to moment.
Sounds like a great plan.
That's great. That's excellent. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Now if you can just do it, it'll be fabulous.
Yeah. Okay, well,
you've done a lot of work. You really understand a lot of stuff. And if you stumble, you will not fall.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, thank you very much, Barbara.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. A pleasure.
That's a hard thing, you know, to have been in relationships that have not worked, that really chipped away at self-confidence, self-image, self-respect, and all of that, to have been able to work it out, to come back to a place in a time where she really loves herself. That means that she's done a tremendous amount of work. That's a very impressive thing.
Yes.
And you know, when we get to that place when we feel really, really good, then of course the universe tests it. and to make sure you don't settle for less than you're worth is a really hard thing to do, because, you know, everybody wants to be loved and everybody wants to be in a relationship where they're loved, and sometimes we rationalize and we do settle for less than we deserve, and it doesn't mean the other person isn't a good person. It just means they weren't really the right person, but we were afraid to wait for the right person. So
that's true, too, and it's about discernment, because universe, guides and masters will give you the messages, but sometimes I've had blinders on, and the message is being given to me, and I'm still with that particular person as a friend or an acquaintance, and then I'll get hurt, and I will realize the message was being given to me, but my third eye wasn't open, my discernment wasn't open. And so it's about being protected, being discerning, and having a good time in the moment.
Oh, absolutely. And lots of times people will say, yeah, there were red flags, I saw them, but I did it anyhow. And
right,
you know, sometimes we need to do that. Not often, sometimes.
Part of the lesson. Right. Oh, true.
Sometimes the moment is just too delicious to let go.
Right. Yes.
I mean, you know, there are those moments too. Okay, we've got Chris in New York. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was just wondering what you saw for romance for me.
Romance. James, what do you see for romance for Chris?
You've got a lot of emotion and passion, and there's a bit of a wall up, and you're very good with people on earth, in earthly business, in activities, in grounding yourself, in negotiating. You're wonderful. But with the romance, you want to slowly, because there's a bit of a wall up from times people have brushed by you, they've rejected you, they've used you, they've taken your goodness and sweetness. There's a bit of a wall. And what Spirit is saying about melting the wall down is put your guard out in front of you so that you can really create and attract through your imagination, through your fantasy, through the openness of your heart. Expand your heart more in front of you and ask Archangel Michael to give you protection. As you do that and loosen up about emotional concerns a little more, just loosen up, get more flexible. I feel romance would probably be happening. I mean, some closeness and some sensitivity and intimate moments would be happening in April and May.
Well, that's good. Is it with anybody I know now, or is it going to be someone new?
It's a jolly kind of guy that appears older. He appears very grounded, and he's a real friend, and that appreciates your abilities on earth and your warmth and your practicality. He's one that comes in. Others will come in too. But this one is a very positive, funny guy and very caring. He's practical on earth the way you are. I don't know if you know him or not. I have a feeling you might know him.
Already? Really? I don't know anybody older. Okay.
Okay, well, there's no time in spirit. Go ahead.
No, I want to jump up in and kind of go along with your time frame, the April-May time frame. I totally agree. I think from what I see in these cards, you definitely have your house in order to a great degree. There is a duality here. There is a protectiveness around you that is profound. And as you start to let down those barriers, new people do come in. I'm seeing a couple as well. And it does feel as though laughter is the key. Laughter is the key.
Absolutely, laughter. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, and laughter draws these people to you. You should be out there just doing things that give you pleasure and joy. And by doing that, your laughter sends out a vibration that attracts them to you. I'm not sure if you know these people yet or not. You may know of them, but not necessarily know them. But there are two people coming in, and I do feel one of them may well be someone that has great potential. However, that you have to have friendship first. You can't just look at somebody and say, ah, you're the love of my life, and I'm going to live with you forever. Among other things, you can't do that to a guy. It'll scare the hell out of him, and he'll run screaming. So having a friendship first is really profoundly important for you. I mean, I can't tell you how important it is to have a friendship before you even think about taking a relationship further. You've not taken that step in the past, and it hasn't worked well. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
so you're going to see people coming in April?
Yeah, April, May, absolutely.
But let your barrier down. Put your protection and your discernment out in front of you. Let your barrier down. So your generosity, your sweetness, your creativity can come forth. Because there's a bit of a barrier from, as Spirit said before, from when you've been brushed past, when you've been neglected, when you've been rejected. Take the barrier down and ask for the protection to be out in front of you, and more of your true self will come forth, because you're very deep. You're very profound.
And the best way, the best way to attract a relationship is to not want one. And,
okay.
And if you are not looking for one, I will guarantee you one will hit you in the face.
And real quick, do you see me getting more hours at my job?
Probably after
What's your first name again? Tell me your
Chris.
Name.
Chris.
I'm sorry.
Chris.
Chris. Okay. Put it out there and ask for it. It reads more open and freer in May, the job does.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Put it out there and ask for it. You have to remind them.
Okay, thank you.
I'm ready for more hours. I can handle this. And then don't expect anything for 4 weeks or 8 weeks, and then all of a sudden the schedule will give you more hours. But you got to put it out there.
Yeah, they know. But so like you said, in May I'll get more hours?
Yeah, remind them.
Okay, I will.
Because there's all kinds of other forces going on at your job. They would have a tendency to forget or just neglect because they get overwhelmed and overworked a request like yours. So you need to remind it. You need to remind them.
April remind them?
Sure, in March, you know.
Okay, thanks for calling, Chris.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've got Shantae in California. Hi, Shantae. How's it going today?
Okay. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we help?
Well, I feel like things are up for transformation this year, and I am unemployed right now, so I am seeking a new career, new job. But I would like it to be, you know, not just a job. So I'm wanting to be as discerning as possible and have faith. And same thing with relationships. So any guidance would be appreciated.
Wow. I totally agree with you. Totally. And from the cards that I've put down here, this is a year of miracles for you. So if one was going to make a switch, a change, a shift, this is definitely the year. It feels as though there's laughter, joy, celebration. There's spotlight falling on you. It's time for you to follow your passions and be of a more creative nature than you have been in the past. It's not that, you know, you are terribly creative. You just haven't been using it. And
right.
It feels to me here as though, you know, the universe is just jumping up and down and saying, finally, she figured out the key. And, you know, there's so many books out there, you know, the key to this and the key to that and, you know, keys. And your key to the abundance you're seeking is your creative talent and your ability to go outside the box and your ability to be more than is expected of you, and it's here, it's all here, and there's karmic energy working with you because it's your turn, it's your time. There's abundance, there's all sorts of cool stuff here. So, yeah, change, do absolutely go for new directions.
Cool.
Now, creatively speaking, writing, speaking, lots of speaking. Working with people in a consolatory nature of a with that mm-hmm. kind of a setting, moving into new venues that you know have always been there for you. You've just never taken them. What is it you did, and what is it that you're looking to do?
Well, I have in the recent past been doing consultative sales.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, I really am not so interested in sales per se as I am in being able to, you know, perhaps be creative at the same time that I'm helping people.
Right.
You have a great sense of decoration. You have a really unique personality, and you have a great sense of decor, of planning, of beauty. And as Barbara says, this is a year of miracles. And the more you lead people with creative ideas about decor, decoration, unusual ways of looking at something, new jobs will really be happening in this direction. And sure, it might start out as sales, but the creativity and the sense of design, decor, fashion, color, light, beauty, craft. You have gifts in that. You have a lot of gifts in that, and you also have gifts with creatively engaging people in speech, in talk, in opening them up. I mean, you're a great salesperson, and don't ever hold back in your throat about what you're thinking with a person, because you have a real uniqueness and warmth to you.
Mm.
Yeah, you also are a natural channel. So I don't know what your education is as far as chakras and colors and the meaning of the colors and how they are used for healing, but you're also a natural healer. So I would hope that you are reaching into those holistic metaphysical areas and allowing yourself to remember what you brought through time, because that's where one of your greatest strengths is. You are a healer, and I just feel that you have relegated yourself to a more structured, intellectual, almost scientific feeling to you. You almost feel metallic, and you've got all these wonderful gifts inside of you, and you know you have them, and that's got to be frustrating to not be able to incorporate them into what you're doing. And I think, you know, you can probably beautifully do this and move into a greater exploration of the holistic field, and at some point most probably transfer over into doing like spiritual counseling.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting you say that, because I do hear spirit talking to me throughout the day. It's just a constant, like people feel that they need to sit down and meditate. I feel like I can constantly tap in whatever, you know, whenever I am doing something that allows me to do that.
Mm-hmm. I would totally agree. And I guess my best advice to you is please don't take it so seriously you solemnize it to the point where it stops flowing. This is meant to be a joyous exploration of not only your own spiritual development, but helping other people as well. So that the more you pour into it, the more laughter and joy there is in it. It's a dance of creation.
Right.
And so you know, it's kind of, you know, it's meant to be fun. Absolutely, it's meant to be fun.
Right. Exactly. I love fun. So with the relationship, is that up for transformation as well as coming towards me in the way of something new and exciting?
Well, I think that you'll attract it to you.
Yeah.
So I think it's a matter of just sort of, you know, putting it out there, the direction that you want to go, and you know, having the universe kind of open the door for you, because the universe will. James, what are you getting there?
Also, if you stay with activities, meeting people, talking, conversing, design, decoration, fashion, feng shui, or whether mm-hmm. you're doing creative projects with people, you're going to attract huge energies to you that you will have known in past lives, and this will happen over the summer. What can stand in your way is sometimes you put a little too much hard thinking into something. There's and you block your throat a bit. And with you, because you're so creative and deep and funny and generous and caring. I mean, you're a brilliant salesperson, you're a brilliant counselor because you're in that structure where you can unleash yourself. And what Spirit is saying is unleash yourself in daily life and trust that you are protected, but be that funny, be that detailed, be that creative in daily life, or as Michael Chekhov, the great Russian master, would say, make your life a work of art even more. In terms of what you wear, in terms of what you surround yourself with, in terms of what you see, because you have a real sense of beauty. You have a sense of beauty and a sense of magic. And once some cobwebs from the past get out of your brain, get out of your third eye, get out of your throat, you're going to have a lot of people that are, as you say, in transformation. Different people will be coming in front of you through your attraction, and they're as unique as you are and as creative as you are.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I've looked for a home staging, kind of gig so that I can start to do that again. And so far,
you're
haven't
very
come
gifted
upon
in
it.
That. You're very gifted in home staging. You're really gifted. Have you studied feng shui?
I have. And as a matter of fact, I started my own little business with creating space, creating space through redesign and feng shui. So creating conscious environments, beautiful conscious environments. And so I have a real, resonance with that.
And what I'm getting from High Guides and Masters and Angels is that that's going to lead you to your next job. The most important thing you have to do is communicate more, that you know how to do this through your sweetness and your goodness and your humor. Communicate that you can heal people through color, through space, through arrangement, through design. You're very you're kind of a master in all of that.
Right.
And it's like feng shui and counseling together.
Okay, because I just applied for a position for a cosmetic and skincare line, which I used to do a few years, like a couple of decades back, and it was transformative for me as well because I felt like I was transforming other people through makeup artistry and through the exterior. And so this position sounded just so juicy to me, and I just sent a resume, had a good feeling about it. What do you pick up on that?
It feels positive to me. I just think you have to check in next week to make sure they've got it in process, but it feels positive. And you might want to add some more of your accomplishments. You're right for it, and it's good. As you follow up on it, you might want to remind them of just of the many areas you have. You have a brilliant eye in design and in composition that goes with fashion, that goes with makeup, that goes in with interior design, that goes with architecture, and it's very spiritual. It's amazing. So yeah, it feels good. Just make sure list. There's a few references Spirit is telling me you might want to put on your list of references for them to call that you haven't thought of, and you just want to check in and see what the status of the resume is.
Okay. Yeah. No problem there. Well, thank you both so very much. This was very enlightening and validating.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye. Okay. We got cool callers. I really love this job. This is so cool. We've got Laura in New Jersey. Hi, Laura. How's it going?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help?
So a friend of mine is working in Georgia, and there's a job opening at her company, and she forwarded my resume on to her director, and I was wondering if you see me getting that position in Georgia.
And you're in New Jersey, right? So it would involve a move, right?
Yes.
James, what are you getting?
I get that it's really positive and it's go forward and do it. There's the thing that blocks it is a lot of thinking it's not about doubt. It's about thinking can kill it. Thinking about alternatives if something doesn't work out, if something doesn't complete. But it feels very open and streamlined. In other words, whatever this job is, in terms of your physical abilities, your intellectual abilities, you would fit it very well. And I don't know what the job is. It just feels like a very creative, productive fit to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I will go along with that. It does feel as though I feel very positive about it, but I think it's going to take longer than you expect. It's not going to be an overnight. It's not going to happen overnight, but I think it will happen from what I can see here. And I'm seeing more the April time frame, April to May, where there is a shift here energetically for you.
Well, that would help me because I'd like to save some money up so I could get a house. If I end up moving down there, I would like to be able to purchase a home. So the longer it takes, actually, the more it would help me with, gathering enough money for the down payment.
I'm seeing abundance being yours in the June time frame. And then hopes, wishes, and dreams coming true in September. Not all of them, but a lot of them. There's not a magic wand here. The magic wand is in the shop. But from what I'm seeing, this looks very positive for you. It feels that a move would absolutely be positive beyond belief. Are you originally from there?
No, I have some friends that live down there, so I think it would be a good move, but I want to change desperately, so I'm ready for a big change. Plus, I think the cost of living is cheaper down there, too. You can get more house for your money down there.
You do, and you feel more like a southern energy, to be honest with you, than you do a northern energy. I had to check, New Jersey, you don't feel New Jersey.
I don't feel New Jersey either, is that the truth? I do feel that I would fit more down there in the south, but I'm going to miss the water. That's the only thing. I like water.
They have water down there.
Down around Atlanta, though, or is it more further away from Atlanta?
Savannah is one of the most beautiful cities in the country, Savannah.
Yeah, but Savannah's too far from where the job would be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's closer to Atlanta. So
well,
I guess I would.
They've got lakes and they've got. It's not salt water, and I'll grant you. And I understand what you're talking about with water, but I truly believe that you are more of a southern energy than you are a northern energy. And to be honest with you, they do have large lakes and they do have large expanses of water where you could get your water fix.
That would be nice because I really want to go kayaking, and so if I could find a property on a lake somewhere down there, that would be great.
Oh, you will. You will. Atlanta is really opening up real estate-wise. I feel it really is, if they can just get through this winter. By the summer, if they can recover, there are properties, lakes, trees. I see all that around because Atlanta's at the base of the mountains. It's on that higher plateau.
I have one more question, if you don't mind. Do you see a romance for me down there by any chance?
I got to tell you that the first romance that has to come in here is your relationship with yourself. And once that happens, once you feel spectacular inside of yourself, you will draw. Yes, romance is there, but the important part is that you feel really good about yourself first.
That'll all come when I get the job, the house, and I feel that I finally have my act together. You're right. I will feel better about myself at that point because I don't feel so good about myself right now. I'm not where I want to be.
No, and you know what? You will be. You will be. So is there romance in your future? Abso-flippin-lutely. Is it today and tomorrow? No.
That's okay. As long as I have some hope that it's coming somewhere down the road.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, if romance got flung at you now, you'd never do the work you need to do, and you would feel cheated at some point in time.
I understand that. I really do. Yeah, I really want to buy my house and feel good about the job and get settled. I want all that first before I meet the guy. But I would like to know that he's coming probably, even if it's the following year or so, I'm good with that.
Well, I can't tell when, but I can tell you that absolutely it is here.
Okay.
When you're ready,
great.
When you're really ready, it will be there, and it will be spectacular.
I like that. That sounds good.
Absolutely worth the wait.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Take care now.
You too. Bye.
Bye. You know, that it's she has the total understanding of the fact that, you know, she has priorities and that they have to be taken care of first, and that once those priorities are taken care of, everything else falls into place, and that's absolutely the way life works. But not everybody understands that.
Yeah.
Oh, I turned James off. Hi, James. I turned
you
off by accident.
That's okay. That's okay.
I, you know, it's a dangerous thing to give me a mute button. I mute the wrong people on a pretty regular basis here. I don't usually get caught that way, though.
Yeah.
But she has it just right. It's just so cool. It's nice to see somebody that really understands the process.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we got Suzanne in...
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are
How are you?
Oh,
I didn't really want to say. She said okay.
Okay. You are on the planet, though, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Suzanne on the Earth plane. How can we help?
I'm just calling to say, is there a message from Spirit for me?
Spirit always has something to say.
Yeah.
Jane, you first.
You don't realize the extraordinary details of your personality yet. Your effects on people as a humorist, a healer, a person who loves in action. You have great healing ability, great comforting ability, great counseling ability, and really unique and unusual humor and uniqueness and eccentricity that's extraordinarily positive and charming and enchanting. And you don't realize, I guess what the high guys are trying to say is, you don't realize your own enchantingness. And just let it out. When you're not thinking and when you're doing, you attract lots of loyalty in people, and lots of goodness directed at you from people. There have been in the past some heavy weights put on you, personally, intellectually, thinking wise. That you had to respond in a certain way. This might, there's no time in spirit. This might be in the distant past. And you're breaking through that, and you're getting rid of that. So this is going to be a really enchanting year for you. And you have a lot of delicacy, a lot of uniqueness, a lot of enchanting, charming creativity and humor in everything you do. It's going to be a good year.
Good, good. Anything in particular coming up that I can... look forward to?
There's some kind of surprise that happens, I don't know, fiscal year, maybe July, August, some kind of surprise that, let's say around the summer, that creates a lot of delight and a lot of fun. And I don't know if it's a trip or if it's an opportunity, but it's a surprise that is very positive. Could be a new person.
Good, good, good.
Okay, it's also going to be a time of major change, and I think that there's you know, an extraordinary mind here, and sometimes being as intelligent as you are can cause you to stumble on a spiritual levels. Sometimes it's hard to be as intelligent as you are and flow with spirit and allow spirit to get to integrate into your physical reality. I think that you, as James said, you don't have, you know, you don't have an understanding of the totality of what you are capable of. On an intellectual level, you certainly use your intelligence in unique ways, and sometimes being as intelligent as you are can get in the way of a spiritual journey. And I'm not saying dumb yourself down, because that's definitely not it, but to have the wisdom of when to allow spirit to kind of take over, to have the faith in your own higher consciousness, to allow this spiritual side of your journey to be the one that you concentrate on, as opposed to trying to manipulate it. People with the kind of intelligence that you have often try to manipulate the spiritual evolution, and there's no way you can micromanage evolution. It just doesn't happen. And it's something that happens on such a subtle level that you don't realize you're doing it until you realize that you've done it and it doesn't work. So I guess my best advice is to go with the flow and not try to not try to understand or gauge where spirit wants you to go, to just go with the flow and not try to help it along, because when you help it alone, spirit steps back, and you kind of have to go back to square one at some point and say, okay, now let's try it without me getting in the way of the process that's going on. You're extraordinarily intelligent. There's a tremendous amount of spiritual energy here, and with those two qualities, it makes it a very challenging journey that you're on, but I'm pretty sure you're going to do just fine.
Is my mental acuity, is this obvious to people? Is this where conflict can come in? Do people pick my alleged intelligence up? Is this a threat to some people?
Well, I think in some way, I don't think they, well, we don't wear our intelligence on our sleeves, but you certainly are not one who hides your intelligence. So I think that you may appear challenging to some people when you don't mean to be. So it may put some people off.
So then they dislike you. Yeah.
Well, no, I said it puts them off. I didn't say they don't like you. I think they're probably
afraid
of you.
Yeah, I don't see you attracting any dislike or hatred. If it comes across your path, it really has to do with the other people and not you, because you're not that type of soul. You're not that type of energy.
So that when the conflict comes, is them reacting to their own issues. And so, in other words, it's like a mirror, in other words. They come to me, and if they react, it's basically the mirror of themselves when they have a reaction. Is that what you're saying?
But understand when a mirror appears before us, we are also a mirror to the mirror. There's something on both sides that needs to be learned, not just one. So that there's something, you know, when someone has a reaction to what you're putting out there, you have to pay attention to their reaction and see if you can understand it, because it's a part of you as well. So that they are holding a mirror up for you as you're holding up a mirror for them. It's never one person teaching another person something. It's two people sharing different wisdoms. Do you understand?
Different levels.
No, not different levels, different wisdoms, because we're all here and we're all at the same place. We all have different ways of manifesting. We all have different ways of radiating what it is we carry within. But basically, we all carry a master teacher. And it's you know, what is our journey this lifetime? What is it that we're working on? So that we're all equal. Nobody is above anybody else at all. We all have the potential for mastery. We all have a master within us. It's a matter of, will we let our ego step back and allow the master to come forward? And masters are unconditional. Masters do not judge. Masters do not sit in judgment. Masters are unconditional, and they love everyone equally. And so it's our ego that pulls the above, below, better, you're not as far as I am, or above me, or, you know, none of that. It doesn't apply. It's sort of like if there is a conflict, if there is something that isn't working, it means that both people have something to work on, and that conflict or that disruptiveness is there because both people have a gift to give each other and wisdom to share.
Exactly. And a lot of times a relationship like that is working out obstacles from a past life, different wisdoms that meld, that talk, that listen, that are attracted. And to avoid getting too intellectual, one thing I've been taught is you attract with your subconscious, and the attraction of somebody coming up in front of you and engaging in conversation, or that you're feeling something for them, this is part of the energy attracting going on. And the excitement is unraveling a bit, revealing a bit, and realizing that it's an exchange, because as Barbara says, all masters want balance and harmony. It's all about the exchange.
So attraction's all about your energy, isn't it? It's not about the physical, unless there's some people that are caught in the physical and then they're on a completely different journey than what would be the average. Most people, our attraction is done on an energetic level, which is why a lot of people...
Well, there is the energetic attraction is very essential and important. There are many people that are living in the second chakra that are truly... It's by appearance. And you can't say the higher percentage because it's all a mosaic and it is all a puzzle. But there are those that go by the physical. And once they start to know the person, it's like, how could I, you know, but the physical attracts them. There are many people out there. Then there are others that go through the emotional, or with myself, it's like, boy, I find that person to be very judgmental. You know, I'll just, detach and disconnect from them and respect them. And all of a sudden, the more I detach and disconnect, that person drops their guard and is a friend, becomes a friend. So it happens in many different ways.
Yeah. I think there's different levels, I think, of relating.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. I muted the right person this time. Hi, we have Rosemaria in New Jersey. Hi, Rosemaria. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
Doing well. How can we help?
I was wondering, I had a little disagreement with a friend today. I was wondering, how's it going to turn out after I talk to him tomorrow morning?
What were you thinking?
What's the disagreement?
I think that this is a wonderful relationship. It's teaching you how to communicate, sort of. And basically, it's important to not overwhelm. You did overwhelm. And I just want to tell you to calm down and kick back and not push so hard. That's
exactly
basically
what I got. That's what I got. It's like, let him do the work. You know,
I'm
be positive,
right
be
now.
Funny, but let him do the work. That's the message I got.
Yeah, because I'm about to punch him right now because I'm trying to organize myself before I get there in the area. I'm about to choke him because I'm trying to get organized to find a place before I get there. So I haven't, the first night I'm there, I'm like trying to have a house before I get there. You know what I mean? I'm about to choke him right now.
That wouldn't be a good idea.
Detach and disconnect. Back off and detach and disconnect, please.
Go back off of him.
Yeah. Hey, anger doesn't get you anywhere. No, it does. It gets you in trouble.
That's true. That's really true.
You're mad at a situation.
He's mad at me, and I'm mad at him.
Well,
let it be his
anger.
Take the high road. Let it be his anger. Let him figure it out. You got to be positive. Be funny. If he gets on your nerves, detach and disconnect.
Yeah, I was trying to be, I was laughing what he was saying. I'm like, Jude, I was like, you know what, screw you, because call me tomorrow morning, I'll straighten this out. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, and I started laughing, I hung up.
You know, just take care of yourself, take care of what you need to do, and chill.
You're right.
You know,
I'm trying to do that. It's like it's not working.
It's not. No, this is not worth being upset over. It really isn't. This is stupidity, and this is pettiness. I mean, if you're going to get angry at something that's really worthwhile. This is not worth. Well, nothing's worth anger. Anger doesn't solve anything.
I'm not angry. Just communicate with me. So if you find something or hears about something, just communicate with me and let me know, and I can call ahead of time, not at the last minute when I'm there. So I don't have to rush because I don't have much time, like how they work the hours with places.
Well, what Spirit would say, Spirit tells me, is don't give him so much power. Take care of yourself, as Barbara says. Take care of yourself with calls, with communication. Take care of yourself and just let him go. Be positive. Be light with him. It's his anger. But with you, just take care of yourself. Make sure the communication is set, that you know what's going on, that you have made the right roads of communication and administration.
Got you. So should I call tomorrow morning or just let it go?
I'd let it go. And come on, you have lots of stuff you have to do. You have to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
One thing is, how am I going to get the phone numbers, what I need to call? So that's... I'm trying to organize myself, and I can't get them because I'm not there.
No, wait. Do you need the phone numbers tomorrow?
Yes, because
tomorrow. Call it up.
Because if I don't get it ready now, because it takes somebody else, because I need his help too to find if there's any other ones that he knows about, because I can't limit myself to one person.
Okay, then call him and ask him for it. But don't stir up muddy waters. It's silly, foolish, and a waste of time and energy.
Absolutely.
So he's not going to communicate.
If it's business, make it business. If it's business, make it business. Be cordial, be pleasant, make it business. Please give me these phone numbers. Thank you very much.
And you know, I think somebody has to be the grown up here.
Yes,
I'm trying to be.
Okay, well, you don't do that by being angry. Be civil.
Yeah, don't want to punch him. Don't want to punch him. Welcome him. Detach and disconnect. Be pleasant. Be kind. Get the phone numbers. Say thank you. Period. End of report. Move on.
Oh, yeah.
Communicate with me after that, then, or coming anywhere close to me then.
You know, don't even worry about that. Just get on with your life. If he's the right person to be in your life, he'll be there.
Absolutely.
But don't slam a door. Civil. Okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, my. You know, I guess I've got such a better perspective on stuff like this. I hated to giggle at her, but... and I only giggle because I've been there, too. You know? Okay, we've got Jules in Colorado. Hi, Jules. How's it going?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Well, how can
I'm
we
good.
Help?
Well, you know, I was curious if there would be like any of my soul family connecting with me, you know, meeting people.
James, what you getting?
Are you talking about loved ones in spirit?
Pretty sure.
Any soul family, well, I want to meet them in physical, you know, meet, like, friends and, you know, people who will be significant in my life.
Oh, in the physical. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about spirit guides and loved ones in spirit.
Yeah,
oh,
no, I mean actually physically meeting people who will become, like, you know, good friends or, you know, that, you know how people come around in our lives?
Right,
like,
right, right.
Be like
okay.
A best friend or a girlfriend or a guy friend or, you know, but they'll be significant. They won't just be like a casual acquaintance.
I
think, James, what she's talking about is that we do reincarnate each time in a soul family. Basically, almost everybody you have that become involved in your life are a part of your soul family. So, but you're talking about new people, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had, like, a close friend or, you know, I've been sort of a recluse for a long time, and I'm finding that, you know, I want some connection.
James?
Well, what I get is there's a young woman who has a real girlish side, which is charming and cute and affable and lovely, but she's a really open-hearted, sweet soul that's going to come in end of spring, beginning of summer, in the middle of summer. And there's something young and delicate and girlish about her. And she's very happy and very springy. She'll put a spring in your step.
Good.
And the other thing is, Colorado is good for you in terms of rocks, boulders, mountains, springs, land, and trees. And use that to open your heart even more. Open your throat even more. Open your mind even more. And in other words, paint without judgment, write without judgment, express, talk without judgment, in the beauty of nature of Colorado. And you probably have done this before, but what Spirit is telling me is it wouldn't hurt to just keep doing it, to open yourself in preparation for closer and newer friendships to arrive. And there is a... there's a man that comes in also, I don't know, maybe about 8 months. He's very grounded and very warm and very supportive and very grounded. He looks a bit older, and this might not be actual in the physical. It might be his wisdom, but he's a really grounded, practical, sweet, open character. So you have several people coming in. Keep your heart open.
Excellent. Thank you.
I think also we really got to mention that you have been isolated. You have been a hermit. You have been a monk. You've been isolated. And basically...
Say it how it is, Barbara. Don't hold back.
Seriously. Big crowds of people and you are in your own shell. And it feels to me as though, well, yes, you're absolutely right. It is time. And from what I'm seeing here with the cards, there is a transformation process that has taken place that you have. I want to say there is an awakening within you of a knowledge that, gee, it's a good idea to share with other people now. And you're healed. I do think you went into this isolation in order to find yourself. You weren't lost, but you found yourself. You found direction. You found purpose. You found a great richness within you, and it feels to me as though you're going through a process of almost looking over lifetimes past as well as this lifetime and making connections. You're at a profound level of awareness at this point in time, which I think is very, very interesting, and I do feel that. It isn't just this lifetime you're dealing with. You're dealing with lifetimes past. You're dealing with situations from lifetimes past. And you're sort of resolving, tying up loose ends If indeed you do want to move into other elements, directions, and levels of this lifetime, law of attraction works very well for you, and it does feel as though having a vision board, putting your intent out there, welcoming humanity back into your life. I mean, you aren't totally isolate, but you have really shut down those channels that would surround you with groups of people. It feels as though you're such a good one-on-one person, but groups scare you for some reason. I would look for yoga classes. I would look for meditation classes. You need people that speak your language. Yeah. And it's hard to find those. So you're going to have to put the effort in to seeking them out, and they'll attract you. They're out there. There are centers. There are groups here and there. I keep seeing yoga. So I would say that flexibility on some level is really important to you, and so yoga would be a really good way to start, because you don't talk when you're doing yoga, but you're in a group energy. You need, first and foremost, more than anything else, group energy, and then you need communication within that group energy. I would put you in spiritual groups of some sort, but with not a lot of interaction at first, because I'm not sure you can handle that. You're going to run scared a couple times, and then you'll go back and you'll try things over again. You're definitely having to re-enter the human race with new levels of understanding and awareness, and there's a sensitivity here that is far and above what it was before. So crowds of people will scare you, and it's because you're going to be picking up so much of the energy of the people around you that you're going to kind of need to find a way of sheltering yourself from other people's problems, but still integrating yourself into their consciousnesses.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
It definitely does. Well, that's why I'm sort of, I come to the chat rooms here on Blog Talk and, talk. Sometimes I feel like I get too chatty, and then it's like I want to, withdraw. It's like, okay, I need to just shut up for a while. But it's good, because it's sort of like, that step,
Just
it taking is. That step. So.
And you're I think you're doing beautifully. And, there are no erasers in chat rooms. So,
darn it.
every now and then I have typed something that once I hit enter and it's up there, it's like, oh,
yep.
Shoot. It either was not what I meant to say, or I spelled a word wrong and it really changed the meaning of everything that I said.
Typos,
so,
yes. No spell check.
Oh, goodness. Sometimes sometimes my typing is in tongues. But I would really look for places where you can be just in groups of people that are metaphysically oriented and creatively oriented, and I keep seeing Native American artwork and jewelry. Are you attracted to that stuff?
I like it, but I'm not really attracted to it. It's I don't like own Native American style jewelry, but that's interesting.
I'm not saying you should buy it and wear it or make it, but I am saying that the energy that goes into the making of it, the creative stuff, the people that have that talent and that gift are the kind of people you want to hang around with.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So you want to be around artistic, creative people. And so have you studied Reiki yet?
I just have Reiki 1.
I would go for Reiki 2, and then you can go to the Reiki circles. And you don't have to talk, but you can experience the energy.
It's funny, because actually the 22nd, I was going to the Unity Church, and they're having a Reiki circle, and I'm already signed up to be a participant in that. So, yeah.
Do it.
Thank you.
You're going to connect with people there. And stay in your heart, concentrate on the process and the energy, and you'll get a lot more relaxed, and parts of you will become open that haven't been open.
Nice. Yeah, I'm definitely working more from the heart and trying to you know, heal and clean and clear and all that good stuff. James, you're doing a great job.
No, you're doing a great job. Go ahead. Ask James the question.
He had mentioned Colorado, and I'm actually leaning towards moving to Florida.
What's the town in Florida?
It's sort of in the Kissimmee area, Haines City, Davenport.
Help me out. Is it East Coast or West Coast?
It's or more
Panhandle.
Sort of centrally, sort of in the middle, like Orlando, only a little further south, like in between Orlando and Tampa. It's sort of in the middle.
There are pockets there that are very sweet and very loving.
I have family there.
Spirit shows me Florida is a bit of a patchwork. There are certain pockets there you don't want to go to because it's all materialism, and it is all about money and greed and productivity. There are other pockets there that have a real sweetness, even in the swamps, a real sweetness with the plant life, with the extraordinary plant life and the animal life. So you just want to be you want to be in a place, in a neighborhood, in a village, in a town, because Florida is so overcrowded, where there is a lot of sweetness and a lot of kindness, and there's not judgmentalism. Because what happens with the patchwork that is Florida is, because of money and opulence, there also can be attracted judgmentalism. So you just want to make sure. It's like, I think in the middle there, closer to Orlando, actually, there might be some really sweet and kind areas for you.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it. And I'm glad I called in, and thank you for taking my call.
I'm glad you called,
thank
too.
You.
Thanks a lot. Right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, James. We did it again. And as always, you are such a joy to work with. And I'm looking forward to getting the chat room up on my website so we can do spirit circles in the chat room. And those of you listening, do keep checking back with my website, because within the next couple of weeks there will be a chat room up there. And we will be doing open circles at the chat room and teaching there, and it will all be free. And you'll be able to come in, and the setup, I believe, will be very much like this, except you'll actually be able to see at least one of us.
Yay!
So, yeah, it's going to be fun. So please come and play with us, and I will be back next Wednesday with Rachel, and look forward to seeing you all here. And do check in with Curious Times tonight, 10 to 12, with Chris. It is a lovely place to decompress is the word I should be saying, but every now and then I say decompose. Chris's show is a wonderful place to experience a lot of new people and a lot of new readers and a lot of other hosts, so it's a good place to go. So, James, thank you again. I just so love working with you. Am I going to see you next weekend, weather allowing?
Of course, at the fairs, absolutely.
Yes. We're doing Saturday and Sunday fairs. You can check my website
absolutely.
For that schedule. And
much
love and light and warmth and no snow to everybody out there.
Yes, and thank you, Barbara, for everything. I will be here for you the second Wednesday in March.
Yes, I will definitely be here. Oh, actually, I will not be here, but you will be doing the show with Chris.
Oh, great.
I am going to be
She's
in Florida,
wonderful.
And Chris is going to be doing the show that day with you, and Jeannie will be
oh,
doing
good.
The screening, and so the and Chris can read with you because Chris actually reads as well. So
wonderful.
It will be an experience for you for sure.
That'll be great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
I will,
you.
I'll see you Saturday and Sunday, James.
Okay. Thanks to everyone. Lots of love. Thank you all.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody. It's been, as always, a pleasure. I'll see you next Wednesday.